Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, buyer support is expected to redevelop an initial trade today as traders respond to the rally off recent market lows in feeder cattle trade and try to push prices higher through early February. Even though the focus is on expanding prices higher in both live cattle and feeder cattle futures, the potential for position taking after the sharp rally yesterday is increasing. This could allow for widespread market volatility through the morning trade, although the firming tone of the market is expected to continue through most of the week. Now, over on the hogs, follow-through buyer interest is expected when the markets open as sharp triple-digit gains yesterday, sparked by renewed technical support, at least temporarily. April futures led the complex to near-limit gains after traders moved away from early session lows of about $59.65. This was the lowest price point since last summer as long-term support levels held. Due to the nearly unchecked pressure of the last 2 months, there continues to be wide-open trading space before active buying interest may hit resistance. Now, on the grains, wheat markets mostly weaker early this morning, giving back a small portion of yesterday's gains, but sitting well inside recent ranges, wheat markets continue to take solace in the reports of improved demand at the Gulf for soft red winter and hard red winter wheat. Destinations of all shapes and sizes are being floated, but confirmation isn't likely until USDA gets caught up on export reporting later this month. Corn is a shade higher this morning as well, working on its third consecutive higher close, although Friday through Monday's price action has been inside Thursday's range. Prices are still not threatening either end of the range, instead coiling for what should promise to be a swift breakout in one direction or the other. And the soybeans also a tad higher this morning as they climbed to the declining 200-day moving average inside the larger rising trend channel. USDA reported 612,000 metric tons of unofficial 5 million metric tons worth of Chinese soybean purchases yesterday, but the market still seems less than impressed. Now, we're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Futures trade, February live, cattle down up 27 cents yesterday, 125.72, April up 72 at 127, March feeder cattle up 170 at 144.22, April up 182 at 145.82, February hogs up 102, 57.37, April up 292 at 63.05. Kansas City wheat, March was up 1 3/4 at 510.5, May was up 1 penny at 518.25, Chicago wheat, March up 1.5, 525.75, May was up 1.5 at 529.75. March corn up 1 cent, 379.25. May was up a half, 387.5. March soybeans up 3/4 at 918.5. May up a penny at 932.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.